our gutters over here. But this is the valley gets dusty, and all that dirt goes in the gutter, and I had to clean those gutters, so I'm kind of sore this morning. My message this morning, we're starting a whole new series. Here's one of the beliefs I have. As a pastor, people come to me and have various conversations with me. And one of my things I see all the time is, many people get enough about God to make them miserable. Anybody? You get enough about God that you know, well, I can't do this, and I shouldn't do this, to do this. And we wrestle with all of that. Now, are we doing children's church this morning? I'm looking around. Are we doing children's church? All the kids, if you want to go to children's church, you go right out this door right here. What is it? Fifth grade and under? Yeah, if you want to go to children's church, it's right out this door. We're having a fun day, aren't we? And this is just starting, guys. I got vacation Bible school tonight, and I'm already messed up. Ah, what a good day, though. But I think a lot of Christians, they know God. You guys, those that have been with me for a while, yeah, come on around. If you've been with me, where I talk about it this time. When I talk about being a Christian, I try to make it as simple and as plain as I can. A Christian isn't somebody, well, I shucked the preacher's hand, or I was baptized as a child, or I try to do what's right, I'm trying to be a good person. Those things don't make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian is something I've shared many years. It goes like this. There's this invisible line, and you look at your life, and you say something along this line. You know, God, I'm kind of tired of doing life my way. You look at your life and realize, you know, I'm not really living the way I should. I'm not living the way I want. I'm not who I want to be. I know something's got to change in my life. So you reach a point in your life where you say something along the lines of, God, I'm just kind of tired of doing things my way. I want to do them yours. Come into my life and take control. And you cross this invisible line. And you make that decision to follow God. And then you start following God. And it's kind of like, well, there's no magical wand. You know, there's no abracadabra person. Look at me now. You know, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, look who I am. You know, there's no magic words that happen, that no magic things that happen that transform you, and you become a Christian, then it's just kind of like, you know, and it's kind of like, where's all this Christian stuff? What does it mean to be a Christian? And you just get enough to know, well, I can't continue to do what I'm doing, I can't be this way, and you just wrestle with that. So what I wanted to do this next few weeks was go like this. Some things you can do to make your life a wonderful life. The video I have is going to talk about being a better, to make your life better, to make life better for you. There are some things you can do that can make Christianity and make living for God and following God and serving God fulfilling and rewarding. And so what I wanted to make sure you get a picture of, and I called it my, if you look at the front of your outline this morning, I encourage you to get it out, you can follow along. And if you look at it, it says my, because it's personal. What I'm going to talk about this morning is, it's yours. It's unique. It's for you. It's what you choose. It's how you live. It's personal. Jesus Christ becomes personal to you. And then you make these personal things in your life. Then you make these personal choices in your life. And so for the next 4 weeks, I want to look at four things. I want to look at my life verse. My life verse. Well, I'm going to call it your life verse. You need to get your own. I want to look at my inspirational music. I believe there's power in the music. I want to look at my spiritual mentor, somebody that you can identify that can be a encourager and somebody who can walk in life with you, and then also a biblical mentor. So I want to look at these four things that I really believe can help you be better. Anybody here want a better life? Anybody here, I'm just satisfied the way I am. Just leave me alone. Most of us want something more in life. Well, I want to offer these four things to you. And the first one's called a life verse. Now, just so you know, I didn't call mine a life verse until I did the study, okay? It was my favorite verse. But here's what a life verse is. A life verse is a Bible verse that you have only that you have not only memorized, but has special meaning to you. A verse in the Bible is scripture that somehow touches your heart, that somehow speaks to your life, speaks to your soul, that gives you something in life. And I put it this way. I want to make sure you see the benefits of it. I wrote these here. I want you to put these little words in these blanks here. It encourages you when you're down. You get a verse in the Bible. You get something in the scripture that's going to encourage you when life just seems to push you down, when life just seems to be all against you. and nothing seems to be working, and you just feel like throwing your hands up, that there's a Bible verse that's my verse that encourages me. I put the next one down here. It will energize me when I'm tired. I'm tired this morning. I wanted to sleep in. As a matter of fact, I tried to sleep in. Anybody else? Well, you didn't do too well. You're here at church, right? Yeah. I wanted to sleep in. I need to be energized. Sometimes I'm just... I love the kids, and it's a lot of fun. But I guarantee you, when next Sunday rolls around, you might roll me out here in my bed. You know, it's like, oh. But there's a verse that just energizes you. It just pumps you up. It's like, just a breath of fresh air. I put here, it inspires you when you're going to do it so that you'll do more. Sometimes everything is going well, and you do. Anybody just put your... Anybody have cruise control in their car? Anybody got a car with cruise control? All right, I think all you guys have cruise control. Yeah. You just have to put cruise control on. You just down the road until somebody pulls out slower and you want to run them over. No, you know, never mind that. You know, you just cruise down the road. Well, a lot of us try to just cruise through life. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Everything's just going good. Well, sometimes there's a Bible verse that needs to inspire us. You know what? There's more to life. There's more to life. I'm going to tell you this. I do not want to leave this world with any reason. I'm going to try and do and be. I'm going to do all sorts of crazy things. And somebody that's been with me, you know what I'm talking about. Now, I want to be inspired to do. There's a verse that, is there something that just inspires you to do more? It comforts me when I'm hurting. Sometimes life hurts. I got news for you. Now, some of you, I see some young ones in here. I'm going to give you guys a little thing that you guys, you might have already said this to your mom or dad. Some of you kids, you ever say this? That's not fair. Anybody? Anybody have your kids tell you that's not? Well, I got news for you. Let's start right now. Everybody, life's not fair, right? Anybody agree with that? It's just not fair. And so we need that comfort sometimes. Yeah. And so we need comforting. And then I put this one here. It strengthens when you're tired. Sometimes I just need some strength. I just need some strength. And then the last one I put here, it is there when you need it. Most. See, I believe there's scriptures and there's Bible, and I believe God's word can give me this. As a matter of fact, it does for me. I'm going to quote my verse in a minute. A verse that some of you are going, I know where he's going. Some of you are going, I can even tell you what that verse is. Because I quote it all the time, because it is a verse that does that for me. It's a verse that encourages me and that energizes me, that inspires me, that comforts me when I need it, that it's there for me. There. And I want that for you. I don't want you to say, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. And there's something there. See, I think there's too many that, I know enough about God that I'm going to tell you, life as a Christian is a blast. I am having a wonderful time. That I got to do some things for that to happen. God, thank God, died for me. He gave his life for my sins. He died. He did the big thing. Now it's up to me to do my thing, right? I get to do. Anybody want to do your thing? I want to do my thing. I want to do my thing. And one of my things is this Bible verse. Look at what it says here. All scriptures inspired by God. Now here I'm asking you to memorize one verse. Isn't that interesting? Well, wait, I'm not asking you to memorize. I'm going to ask you to memorize a whole lot. Don't think you're going to get off with just one. That all scriptures inspired. Do you know there are 31,000 verses in the Bible, give or take a few? You know there are 788,000 words, give or take a few? And I'm challenging you to pick one. Pick one as a Bible word. All scriptures God breathed is profitable for teaching and rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be completely equipped for every good work. You want a better life? You want more fulfillment? It's God's word. See, I have a verse, and some of you know this, Philippians 4:13, right? Anybody? I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Now, if you look at the verse here on the screen, that just says him. I put Christ Jesus next. I know who the him is. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That is my Bible verse. That is a verse for my life. When I need encouragement, guess what I quote? I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I'm going to quote that a lot during Vacation Bible School. Be assured of that. All right? You know, I got all these kids running in, and it's like, I got to tell my story again. I got to tell this story four times. I'm going to quote that verse. When I'm in trouble, when things aren't going right, I can do all things through Christ. When I need encouragement and inspiration, I do this. I can do this. There's things that I've started that I don't think I can do, but I can do this. This is a verse for me that I've hung my life on. Some of you know my story. You know, a high school student that was wanted to be a cop. That's all I wanted to do. Sharpshooter on the SWAT team. That was my dream. And that's where I wanted to go. But then God gets me saved, which changes the whole perspective of stuff. All right. You know, put the vision on all that stuff. And then I got to go to college. I wouldn't go to college. I'm not that smart. I almost flunked out of high school. Just don't do these kids. But I had to sit the last 2 weeks in my counselor's office to graduate because I was 2.5 units short. Because I cut school too much. I was going fishing in the river too much. But then I, you know, God says, well, you got to go to college. Take the SAT test. 700, man, that's really good. That 1600 stopped. I scored 700. I did really well. Yeah. I go through all this. Laura and I pile everything we have. I got $1,000 in the bank, pile everything we have in the trailer of a U-Haul trailer. Have you ever used U-Haul trailer anymore? Buy everything in a U-Haul trailer. Drive down to California Baptist College. It's a university now. Drive down there, unload everything, walk into our apartment. There's 3 inches of water in the bedroom floor. They just had a storm go through Southern California. I can do all things through Christ. Anybody ever need a verse like that? Anybody need that encouragement that verse means something? Then there's trials and circumstances. See, I want to challenge you that you need something you can say, this is mine, it's personal, it's unique to me. It's what I hang my life on. It's where it's going to drive me through, because life is fair, and there's going to be good times and there's going to be bad times, and there's going to be joys and there's going to be sadness. But now I know a lot of verses. Like I said, I never called this my life verse until I started writing the sermon. Isn't that good? It was my favorite verse. But I know a lot of verses. There's a lot of verses I truly enjoy. Now that's Philippians 4:13. How about 4:19? My God will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Another verse that I really we read that verse many a time. Do you fail to see that verse today? God, I need my faith today. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, as I know that one. Romans 10:13 is a verse I really appreciate. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For a long time, that verse really meant something, because it shall be. Not, well, we're going to wait and see. You ask Jesus, man, it's guaranteed. You shall be saved. That's a knife. That's nothing I can do. Verses. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace you are saved through faith. That's not of yourself, the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Lots of verses. I like that verse above the door. Remember I told you to look at it when you go out. They will know you are my disciples by your, what? Come on. By your love for one another. All right. Some people are with me. Verses. Now I quote this all the time, but there's one for me that stands out. There's one for me that drives me, that calls me. It speaks more than all these others. Now they're all important, and I appreciate them all. And I'll claim different ones and hold to other ones at different times. Psalms 51, restoring to me the joy of thy salvation. Sometimes it's not joyful being a Christian. I pray. A little further on in that Psalms 51, restore, create in me a clean heart, God. There's lots of verses that I know, but there's one verse, a verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ Jesus' strength. I was going to preach a message on this because it's like, I can do all things. Well, just so you know, I cannot fly. That verse says I can do all things. Now, you know, come on now. I can do all things. I am a singer now, right? You notice the worship team over here is the one clapping the most, right? There are some things I cannot do. But with God, all that God wants me to do, all that the desires of my heart, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. How many challenges? Do you have something that drives you, something that just beats within your heart that says, this is me, this is me? We all have different, don't take my verse, you can't have mine, okay? Don't sit there and say, I'll make an easy choice, I'm just going to take the one the pastor said. No! You can't have mine. You got to get your own. All right? Look again right here. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. You want to build your life, a better life, on something solid? You build it on the Word of God. You build it on the Scriptures. It's like, well, I'm saved, so I'm a Christian now. How many remember the sermon I did in the old, when we were in the at the school? Anybody? Remember I sat in the high chair? Come on, somebody, you guys got to remember that. Somebody, you know, any Christian, you know, you climb in a high chair, feed me, you got to grow up. Grow up. If all you get is what I preach, you guys are in trouble. You need to feed yourself. You need to spend some time in God's Word. That's, you know, if you're miserable in your Christian life, I'm going to ask you, have you read the Bible lately? You prayed lately? Now, do I get sometimes? Yes. Do I cause you misery? I hope so. Because I want to provoke you. But I want to challenge us. Life is great. It's a joy. It's a pleasure. I am pumped. I am so excited about Vacation Bible School. It's a great lesson. I get to talk about Zacchaeus tonight. Wee little Zacchaeus climbed the tree, the sycamore tree. Come on, you guys. We're going to have a great time and to see the kid's face, or the kids. But I also know it's going to be, got to do it again tomorrow. And then Tuesday. The Friday, I get ice cream. All right. See, I want to challenge you. What is motivating you? What is there something in God's Word that just beats for you that says, that I'm going to hang on to? That's going to drive, that's going to encourage me. That's going to be what God wants me to do. So I'm going to help you choose a verse, okay? I'm going to give you some things to choose a verse. I'm going to give you some ways to kind of get you started. All right? So this is what it says here. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, all right? The book, the Bible, was written to teach us, all right? It's written to help us. So that through endurance taught in the Scriptures and encouragement they provide, we might have hope. See what it's saying here. It goes back to those things. It's going to encourage you. It's going to energize you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to comfort you. It's going to strengthen you. It's going to be there. So it's going to be both for the endurance and for the encouragement so that you have hope. See, I want you walking out of here this morning better than when you came in. That's my prayer. That you walk through these doors better than when you came in. That there's something stirred inside of you that says, life is better. It can be better. There's more. And that's what I want for you. And so I put it this way. If you look at your outline there, it says this. It will be a verse that stands out to you and frequently draws your attention to its message. All right? It's going to be a verse that stands out. For me, it's Philippians 4:3. I don't know what it is. I know Dan has quoted me his. I can't remember what it is. It's his. I'm not even going to mess with it, but Dan has one. You know, and I think some of you others have quoted me verses that are important to you, that mean to you, that it's ours. Now, let me give you some hints here, and I want to make sure we kind of understand this. It's a single verse, maybe two put together. It may be a promise. It may be a personal description of your life. It could be any of those things. But there's something there that just encourages you. It guides you, and it moves you. So to help, I want to give you some questions to ask yourself as you do this. I want you to say this. Take time to think upon these things. Begin by thinking about some things in your life. Think about what God is doing. Here's what the scripture says. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Begin to think about these things. Begin to process these. The thing will catch up with us in a minute. Move up with us in a minute. All right, one more. There we go. Yeah, begin to think about these things. Begin to process these things. So here's some questions. First, think about who you want to become. Who do you want to become? What is that in your life? All right. Begin to think about that. Am I happy with who I am? What needs to change? What direction do I need to go? Where do I need strength? So then you go to this next one. Think about your spiritual gifts. What are you good at? What things do you do well? What things? Now, just so you, I want to make sure when I talk about spiritual gifts, these things grow and change. If someone would have told me that I was going to be a preacher when I became a Christian, I would have said, you're crazy. Because I hate getting in front of people. I did not like talking. I was always a quiet guy sitting in the, causing trouble, but quiet. That was just who I was. But as I progressed through and God laid things on my heart, but look at your spiritual gifts. How about this next one? Think about your strengths and your passions. What are your strengths? What are your passions? What's pulling you? What's driving you? What's there motivating you? We're going to get there too. Think about what you need from God. What do you need from God? Where are you at right now? What do you need from God? Think about what seems to be in short supply in your life when you really need it. What's missing? What's missing? And think about what moves you, motivates you, and makes your heart sing. For me, as I look at this, there's a passage in the book of Jeremiah where Jeremiah is talking about what God called him. And he says that there's a burning within me, that I got to be this prophet because there's a burning within me. For me, there's a burning in me to be a pastor. I don't want to be a preacher. I want to be a pastor. I want to love on people and encourage people and walk with people and support people. I want to be a pastor like that shepherd would shepherd his flock. He was up pastoring his flock. And that motivates me, and that is me, and that's how I see God working in me. And in order for me to do that, guess what? I can do all things. I'm going to tell you what, there's some things in pastoring I cannot do well. I got news. Some of you have been around here for a while. I am not a perfect pastor, much less a perfect person. But I can do all things. What is it for you? What is that in you that just seems to be speaking to you? And here's what I want to tell you. You need to write these down, all right? So you got homework this week. I want you to write down, what are some of those things in you as you think about who you are and who you want to be and how God is moving in your life and what God is doing and how he's gifted you, and put all this together and just begin to think and write down some things in your life. Make some notes about this is the direction, and how am I going to get there, and how's God going to make it possible, and what's God going to do with all this? Begin to make some notes about this, to see what God is doing, and to get some things written down. Now, the next point is easy, but it's hard. I wrote it this way. Second, read your Bible. Now, how many of you picked up a Bible this week and read it? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to embarrass you. How many of you picked up your Bible and read it this week? How many of you pulled out your Nintendo on the U version of the Bible and read it this week? All right. See, I want to challenge you to read the Word. You know, we read the newspaper, right? Anybody read this? Well, read the Internet now. I don't read the newspaper either. I read the Internet now. But how many of us God's Word? I want to challenge you. Just start reading God's Word. Now, here's what's going to happen. If most people, and if you've never done it, here's how it usually starts. You open the Bible, and where do you start reading the book at? Where do you read the book at first? You start at the very first, right? You open the book up, you start in Genesis. Now, it's pretty good. You can read Genesis. In the beginning, God created. All the stuff, you hear all the good stuff about God creating, you know. Then you get some interesting stories. Cain and Abel kills his brother, man. That sounds like the world today, doesn't it? You know, and you start reading the Bible, and you just keep reading on through, you know, and you get to, you know, Isaac and Jacob and a bunch of boys causing trouble, beat up on their brother, throw him in a ditch, threaten to kill him, sell him. You know? And, you know, hey, it's all interesting. You know, you come through this, you get through that. Then you get to Exodus, you get Moses. And, man, it's all interesting stories, and you can kind of follow along. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. All these laws. All this. Sacrifice the dove and kill the sheep. And it's like, that's all gory stuff, you know? You know, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, man, now it gets boring. So guess what you do? You quit reading, right? Come on. I know how it goes. You know, you get to Leviticus, and it's like, I give up. You know, I'm done. But if you endure, you know, like, I'm going to endure. You endure Leviticus, you know. Then you go through verse, you know, all these counting. Oh, yeah. I hate math, right? Come on. Yeah, get it through Numbers, you know. Then you get Deuteronomy, and it's kind of getting exciting again, you know. And then you get, you know, Joshua, Judges, and Ruth, you know, hey, you know, living with her mother-in-law, and, you know, all, you know, there's some interesting parts, you know. Then you get into the Kings, you know, you get Samuel and the Kings and Chronicles and all of that, and it's like, okay, you know. And some really good stories in there, you know. You got to watch the women in those stories. You know, I like the one, you know, just sit here, go to sleep, you know, the king, you know, just relax. He drives a peg through his head. There's some good stories in there, guys. You know, and so that gets exciting, you know. You read those stories. Then you get to the prophet. It just keeps repeating itself. Well, that guy, then you're trying to plug all these things in, and you give up again, right? Come on now. That's how we read in our Bible. Well, you know, if you have the YouVersion on your phone, they give you a reading plan. You don't have to do it that way. You can buy reading plans. Here's my challenge. Just read 5 verses a night. That's it. If you want to read it in a year, try to read it in a year. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't care if it took you 3 years to read it. At least you read it in 3 years. I'd be happy for that. But read the Bible. Spend time reading the Bible. But again, have a pencil with you. And make some notes of some verses that stand out. Some things that, hey, I really like this. And make a note. Write it down. Make a note of it. See what it's there. Look at what it says here in God's Word. It says, study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night so that you will be sure to obey everything that is written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. You want a better life? Read the book. Take time. If it's just 5 verses, I'll be honest with you. If you've never read the Bible, just read 1 chapter. Start, just read one. I'll give you a cent. Here's a good book to start with. Gospel of John. Okay? Right? Gospel of John. Not John 1, 2, 3, but John. There's other great one. You know, just start there. They get a plan and read the Bible and make some notes and note these words and see what starts to you. Write them down. Like I said, I can quote more verses. Now, you need to know, I can probably quote, like I said, I probably quoted, 5, 6, 7 verses this morning. At one point or another, I've memorized more than that. I just don't remember them now. Anybody? Anybody have short memory? We'll talk about that in a minute. But make some notes. Write down some verses. This one said something. We're having vacation Bible school. One of the verses we're going to deal with is, suffer the little children to come unto me. Good passages. You know, if you're a children's minister and you love kids, isn't that a good verse? What is it that inspires you? What is it that catches your attention? Third thing I put down here is pray over the verses you find. Pray. Just, you know, God, what verse is speaking to me? How does it speak to me? What's it saying to me? Be still in the presence of the Lord. Wait patiently for Him to act. See that verse? Be still and wait patiently. Like I said, I never said this was my life verse until I worked on this lesson, on this message. It's always been my favorite verse. It still would be my favorite verse. But as I define what a life verse is, it's really my life verse. It's one that I'm willing to stand on. It's one that means and it speaks to me. And it's going to take time. Here's my challenge. I'm not going to ask you to, you know what, you got a week, come back next week with your verse. I'm not going to ask you to do that. I don't know how long it's going to take. To honest to tell you the truth, I don't know when Philippians 4:13 became my favorite verse. I don't know when. I can't tell you when. But I know right now that verse, and for the last few years, many years in this church, you know that verse is my verse. So Mike, but pray and patiently wait. Pray. Read some verses. Make some notes. See what speaks to your heart. There's wonderful messages in here. Oh, you're sinners. Christ died for us. Isn't that a great verse? That even though I'm messed up, even though I always mess up, that God loves me. Isn't that nice? There's verses that speak. What do you need to hear from God? God, you pray about it. Make these notes. And God, I'm making these verses, and they're speaking to me. Again, you don't have to read the whole Bible in 1 week. You don't have to read the whole Bible in a year. But begin to read your Bible and make some notes. Does that make sense? And then pray about it. And see how God speaks. You want a better life, but I'm going to tell you what, I'm trying to think how they say it's one of the stupid things you do, you know, that you want to change life, but you never change anything. You know, it's like all my life, but I'm not going to change. What are you going to get? The same thing you got. So I'm going to challenge you. If you want something different, let's start here. What's my verse? The last one I put down here is fourth, memorize various verses. You notice I said various. Memorize various verses. There's more than one verse. Memorize several verses. It'll come up on the screen again in a minute. Then memorize several verses, not just one. There's numerous verses, all sorts of verses. I have memorized 50 some odd verses in one program I did. You know how many I know right now? I don't know. Anybody else in that boat? Anybody has kids memorize verses and now you go and I don't know. I tell you to memorize verses, and most of you right now, you're saying to yourself, I'd be willing to bet that 99% of you are saying, I can't memorize anything. Am I right? You're sitting here this morning, and the pastor's saying, memorize the Bible, and you're going, I can't memorize anything. I'm going to ask you, anybody going home after church at some point? Anybody? 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 You guys aren't going home. Where are you guys going? Yeah. Do you know your way home? Are you going to get lost going home? You memorized your way home. Am I right? Yeah, you know how to go. I'm going to go here and turn here, turn here. When I see this school here, I turn left or right. First street left, next right, go around the corner. I'm home. You memorized how to get home, right? You guys know where you're going to go and what car you're going to get in. Anybody know what car you're going to get in when you get out? You memorize what car. You know, I came in this car. You ever park in a parking lot and forget where you park it? Yeah, let's not go there. But we do memorize things. We do memorize things. We do memorize. So don't tell me you can't memorize. Now I'm going to ask you to memorize the whole Bible. I can't do that. I have probably forgot more verses than I know. Probably true. It's the one thing I do know. There are verses I might not remember this morning. But if sometime during this week I need that verse, guess what? That verse will bubble up. Something to click, something to say, and I'll remember that verse when I need it. Anybody know that one? I want to challenge you to memorize these verses. Spend some time. Look at what it says here. Deuteronomy 11. You shall therefore lay up these words of mine in your heart. I'm going to say that means memorize. And in your soul. And you shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they will be, and they shall be as a frontlet between your eyes. I like that verse. And just, I was going to give you an option. Just, here's an option for you. If you don't want to memorize, let's do what this verse says. Because some Jews do what this verse says. Okay? It's called, I had to write it down here, a phylactery. It's a little leather box that some conservative Jews and Orthodox Jews take a little leather box, matter of fact, two of them, and they put some Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, the Lord thy God is one, you know, and some other, and they'll put several passages from Deuteronomy in it. They pack them in that box, and they tie it to their head, like it says. Or they write another box, the left hand, and wrap it around here. Now, I was going to give you an option. I was going to have a bunch of these here, so you're going to memorize it or you're going to wear it. Which one do you guys want to do? I think most of you would choose memorize it, wouldn't you? But yeah, they have these. And some conservative Jews do that. I'm not going to put them down. That, you know, that Bible says do it. I'd rather just put it in my head than put it on the outside of my head. But memorize God's Word. Spend some time with God's Word. Now, when you went to school, some of us went to, we had to memorize a lot. Anybody? College? Anybody remember college? Wasn't it all memorized? Here, you sit there and make all these notes, and you study these notes. And I'd make little acrostics, you know, because I had to write these paragraphs, essay tests. Anybody remember essay tests? You write these paragraphs. I'd make these little, you know, BDCT. And so I'd pull my paper out, I'd look at my test, and I'd see that question, I'd write BCT, right? Then I'd go back and write whatever those letters said, and then I'd write my paragraphs. Because we memorize. Anybody do that kind of stuff? You'd write things down. Write things down. Put sticky, anybody got sticky notes? Write some verses on sticky notes. Put it on the refrigerator. I'm sure, anybody gonna go to the refrigerator this week? Put it on your mirror. You're gonna comb your hair, I hope. Brush your teeth, please. Put it on your mirror. Yeah. Put sticky notes with verses on. When I took Greek, and I was taking Greek in college, I had these notes and I'd put in my pocket. And I'd have to ride the bus to work. And so I'd go down to the bus stop and I'd pull the paper off. Get on the bus, pull the paper off. Get off the bus. Walk into the work. Could you do that with the Bible? Could you? I want to challenge you. Write it. How many remember Mary Bruner singing songs, Bible verses? Any of you guys remember that? You had to sing those songs with the Bible verses over and over again. Probably some of you can still sing those songs with Mary Bruner. You know, put it, you know, make it a song out of it. Here's the key. Repeat, 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 repeat. But memorize God's Word. Here's what I want you to know. A scripture, a single scripture, single verse can encourage you, inspire you, can comfort you, can strengthen you. See, a single verse has power. But it means nothing if it's empty. It needs to be empty. I want to challenge you. Do you have a verse that you can say, this is my verse? This speaks to me, where I'm at, where I'm doing, what God is doing. Do I have? Or do you see Christianity as, I just know enough about God to make me, I can't do this, I can't go here anymore, and I can't go this, I have to go there, and I've got to like this person, I got to love everybody. You just get enough about God to make it miserable. I don't want to tell you, there is joy in life. Not always fun, it's not always a party, but there's something about it where you have something that you think you're like. For me, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. That's mine. What about you? Now listen, it can change. You don't have, this is going to be a lifetime decision. No. You can change it. There's going to be a season of life. I don't know. Maybe when I retire and I go to work at Disneyland, I'll get a different one. I might need something else at that point. Maybe you're raising your kids and you need one that says, be patient with you. I don't know. But you get one. But it might change through the seasons of life. And it's not a test. It's not a test. Well, pick one so God's going to judge you. Well, that's the wrong one for you.
Poor you now.
It's not a test. But it's something for you. It's something in you. There's no right or wrong one. There's a struggle to get there. And it's okay, and it's what God wants. And it may change. But I want to encourage you. Find a scripture. Find a verse that does something for you like it does for me. It says something. It moves me. It motivates me. It comforts me. It encourages me. It energizes me. It inspires me. It's there when I need it the most. Now, I quote a lot. Philippians 4:13. So I wrote it this way. How will you spot your life verse? Easy. Your life verse is the one that makes your heart go, I'm going to encourage you. Find something. Something in God's Word that just drives you, calls you, speaks to your heart, to your soul. Don't change. Now here's my request. If you have one, send it to me. You can email me. You can text me. If you open your bulletin, there's my phone number and my email address. They're both in the bulletin. If you find one. It might be a year from now. And you think, oh man, I remember he said that. Let me send him one now. I don't care. But if you have one, let me know what God is saying to your heart. What verse speaks to you? I thought about putting a whole list together. You can pick up on the background. You know, because I when I did this, life verses, man, you can get a whole list, 34 of them on the internet. It's not yours. I want yours. My life verse. What scripture will take you to a better life than what you have right now? That will call you and speak to you and move you like no other. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for your words and their truths. Not words just on a page, Lord. They're not words just on paper. They're words that speak to our heart and move in our soul. Words that can call us to more or comfort us in our hurts. Lord, I pray this morning that these that are here will let the word speak to them. Will find your word refreshing, encouraging, and inspiring. We'll be moved to find the comfort in the midst of their hurts through your scriptures. That your word will become real to them. That they can have the life they so desire and the life you want to bless them. That you encourage them and strengthen them.